6. Honest Nathaniel. Nathaniel, the sixth and last of the apostles to be chosen by the Master himself, was brought to Jesus by his friend Philip. He had been associated in several business enterprises with Philip and, with him, was on the way down to see John the Baptist when they encountered Jesus. When Nathanael joined the apostles, he was 25 years old and was the next to the youngest of the group. He was the youngest of a family of seven, was unmarried, and the only supportive aged and infirm parents, with whom he lived at Cana. His brothers and sister were either married or deceased, and none lived there. Nathanael and Judas Iscariot were the two best educated men among the 12. Nathanael had thought to become a merchant. Jesus did not himself give Nathanael a nickname, but the 12 soon began to speak of him in terms that signified honesty, sincerity. He was without guile. And this was his great virtue. He was both honest and sincere. The weakness of his character was his pride. He was very proud of his family, his city, his reputation, and his nation, all of which is commendable if it is not carried too far. But Nathanael was inclined to go to extremes with his personal prejudices. He was disposed to prejudge individuals in accordance with his personal opinions. He was not slow to ask the question, even before he had met Jesus, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" But Nathanael was not obstinate, even if he was proud. He was quick to reverse himself when he once looked into Jesus' face. In many respects, Nathanael was the odd genius of the 12. He was the apostolic philosopher and dreamer, but he was a very practical sort of dreamer. He alternated between seasons of profound philosophy and periods of rare and droll humor. When in the proper mood, he was probably the best storyteller among the 12. Jesus greatly enjoyed hearing Nathanael discourse on things both serious and frivolous. Nathanael progressively took Jesus and the kingdom more seriously, but never did he take himself seriously. The apostles all loved and respected Nathanael, and he got along with them splendidly, excepting Judas Iscariot. Judas did not think Nathanael took his apostleship sufficiently seriously and once had the temerity to go secretly to Jesus and lodge complaints against him. Said Jesus, "Judas, watch carefully your steps. Do not overmagnify your office. Who of us is competent to judge his brother? It is not the Father's will that his children should partake only of the serious things of life. Let me repeat, I have come that my brethren in the flesh may have joy, gladness, and life more abundantly. Go then, Judas, and do well that which has been entrusted to you, but leave Nathanael, your brother, to give account of himself to God." And the memory of this, with that of many similar experiences, long lived in the self-deceiving heart of Judas Iscariot. Many times, when Jesus was away on the mountain with Peter, James, and John, and things were becoming tense and tangled among the apostles, when even Andrew was in doubt about what to say to his disconsolate brethren, Nathanael would relieve the tension by a bit of philosophy or a flash of humor. Good humor, too. Nathanael's duty was to look after the families of the 12. He was often absent from the apostolic councils, for when he heard that sickness or anything out of the ordinary had happened to one of his charges, he lost no time in getting to that home. The 12 rested securely in the knowledge that their family's welfare was safe in the hands of Nathanael. Nathanael most revered Jesus for his tolerance. He never grew weary of contemplating the broad-mindedness and generous sympathy of the Son of Man. Nathanael's father, Bartholomew, died shortly after Pentecost, after which this apostle went into Mesopotamia and India proclaiming the glad tidings of the kingdom and baptizing believers. His brethren never knew what became of their one-time philosopher, poet, and humorist. But he also was a great man in the kingdom and did much to spread his master's teachings, even though he did not participate in the organization of the subsequent Christian church. Nathanael died in India.